With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. The numbers are in on efforts by the Department of Government Efficiency to rein in waste, fraud, and abuse by the federal government. Correspondent Ken Lorman fills us in.
Since January, 200,000 federal employees have been laid off, while over 75,000 accepted a buyout option known as deferred retirement. In total, more than 260,000 federal workers have been dismissed since President Trump took office. Elon Musk, who heads up Doge, says the department is making progress, but acknowledged that it, quote, could be more effective. Yet, so far, Doge has saved the government over $160 billion. Ken Lorman, Washington.
Wall Street starts the week fresh off a rally fueled by a surprisingly robust April employment report.
The creation of 177,000 jobs last month, with the unemployment rate holding at 4.2%, topped analyst expectations by roughly 40,000 jobs. It also offset Wall Street's disappointment over a slight contraction in the U.S. economy in the first quarter, and it eased, at least temporarily, fears of an economic slump brought on by a tariff war. The Dow and the S&P gained about 3% last week. The Nasdaq advanced almost 3.5%. Ritz Thomason, Washington.
A missile launched by Iranian-backed rebels in Yemen has briefly halted flights and commuter traffic at Israel's main international airport. A large plume of smoke could be seen rising this morning near Ben-Gurion International. Flights resumed not long after. The U.S. has given initial approval to sell $3.5 billion worth of air-to-air missiles to Saudi Arabia, the latest proposed arms deal for the region ahead of President Trump's planned visit to the Middle East later this month. This is SRN News. Persecution of Christians in Iran is surging. According to Article 18, a British human rights group, nearly 100 believers were sentenced to prison for their faith in 2024 by Iranian courts. That is a 600% increase over 2023. The U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom is also concerned about the so-called Muslim morality police who abuse Christians in the streets. A new report by the commission says these bans, quote, violently arrest and assault women not wearing the hijab. North Dakota's Republican governor has vetoed bills to further restrict sexual content in libraries and to create a private school voucher program, two issues that have seen widespread support by GOP governors in other states. The North Dakota legislature failed to override Kelly Armstrong's veto. The library bill would have expanded the state's 2023 prohibition on explicit sexual material in public libraries to school districts. This is SRN News. New developments in the sex trafficking trial of the former Abercrombie & Fitch CEO.
A federal judge in New York ruled that Michael Jeffries, the former CEO of Abercrombie & Fitch, is unfit to stand trial on sex trafficking charges. The judge ordered the 80-year-old hospitalized for up to 4 months to see if his mental condition improves. His lawyers say he needs around-the-clock care because he has Alzheimer's, Lewy body dementia, and the residual effects of a traumatic brain injury. Julie Walker, New York.
Today is Sunday, May the 4th. It's the 124th day of 2025. The moon is waxing. Morning stars are Mars, Mercury, Saturn, and Venus. Evening stars, Jupiter, Mars, and Uranus. On this date in history, 1904, construction began on the Panama Canal. And on this date in 1953, The Old Man and the Sea by Hemingway was awarded the Pulitzer Prize for fiction. This is SRN News.